Thank you. I'm Dave Silverbrand. A packed St. Bernard's Church in Eureka last night, where parishioners and friends of the late Father Eric Fried gathered to remember him. It has been 6 months to the day since New Year's Day, when Fried celebrated his last Mass at St. Bernard's and then retired to the rectory. There, hours later, they would find his beaten body and arrest a Redway man, Kenneth Bullock, for the crime. At the Mass last night, Father David Anderson, a friend of Father Fried, remembered him as a man fascinated by language as well as by debate. Anderson told parishioners to remember him in life rather than in death. A tragic end to an abalone excursion in Mendocino County. Rescuers have recovered the body of a San Francisco man trapped by a wave during an abalone quest. Feng Chang Wei of San Francisco was abalone harvesting Sunday morning with friends on a cliff along Route 1 in Mendocino County when they were all overcome by waves. The others were able to break free, but Wei was swept into a cave and trapped. Rescuers from the U.S. Coast Guard and other agencies tried to find him for 2 days, but the water was too rough. Yesterday, they recovered his body, and authorities are now trying to determine the circumstances of his death, and that investigation is still open. One way to declare your independence this weekend is to stay out of jail. That's what the California Highway Patrol is saying as it steps up its enforcement this weekend. Its maximum enforcement period begins July 3rd. That's tomorrow at 6 p.m. Officers are looking for people who may not be wearing their seatbelts or who are driving under the influence. They're also looking for speeding violations. During this weekend last year, 56 people died on California's highways. And among those who died, 70% were not wearing seatbelts. The CHP also made 1,500 arrests last year during this weekend for operating under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Rio Dell has a new city manager, and he is Humboldt-made. Kyle Knopp has been selected for the job effective July 21st. The current city manager, Jim Stretch, is retiring. Knopp grew up in Eureka and began his career in public administration working for Congressman Mike Thompson. His last job was Assistant Chief Executive Officer for Mendocino County. Rio Dell has been looking for a new city manager since January. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. What's happening to our town? All are asking ourselves that question as we hear the headlines, one pot bust, one crime after another. Sometimes it's valuable to look at the problem through a new set of eyes. And that's why we spent some time talking with Eureka's new chief, Andy Mills, and his viewpoint is clear and compelling. He said part of the problem is that criminals are not seeing the consequences of their crimes.
Historically, people have said that I don't need to listen to the law. And so therefore, now it's escalating, and we see a lot of violence as well that's not getting prosecuted.
And Chief Mills cited one specific example.
You know, we had a guy that shot at one person and fired another round that we put the case together, and then hit another person with a metal iron. He got probation. That's unacceptable to me. You fire a gun at somebody, you go to prison, because somebody has to set the bar.
Chief Andy Mills said the solution is that the district attorney's office needs more prosecutors to handle the growing number of cases. Tomorrow, a look at what we can do. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.